Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on? My name is Brew. This is another Odyssey check-in with the one and only. And I want to do kind of like, you know, run some stats down the line here. You have over 35 billion streams, 22 million albums, and over 135 million singles sold. Like, those numbers don't even seem real. It's Ellie Goulding. Hello, hello.
Are they real? I don't know. I don't believe it.
It doesn't even make sense when they hit those like types of numbers. It's crazy, right?
No, it doesn't make any sense. Especially now, like, you know, my videos had like 4 million views or something. And to me, that's a lot. Like, you know, to some artists, maybe that's not much. But like, yeah, it's pretty wild. But I don't know. The whole music thing at the moment is wild. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
No, you're talking about Easy Lover already has like almost 5 million views on the video. It's crazy. It's doing so well.
I know. It's great. It's good news. Good news.
And it's good to have you back. You know, you were away for a little bit and I just want to check in and see how life's been. You know, we had this whole pandemic. You had a baby. Like, how has everything been?
I mean, yeah, it's been crazy. The pandemic itself was, you know, everything kind of slowed down, which was really nice. And then baby happened, lockdown baby. But obviously a blessing, a real blessing. But at the time, you know, before baby, I was, you know, recording things in the bathroom. I was like doing live performances from my kitchen. Mm-hmm. It was just so weird. But also, you know, I got to go on like loads of walks. I got to be in nature. I got to make so many cakes and do cooking and all those things now, you know, I wish I could do now. Like I took it for granted at the time, but it was actually quite a peaceful time for me. I don't know about you, but like, I found it quite sort of zen.
Yeah, I think we all picked up some hobbies, like if we wanted to or not. Like I tried guitar, I just failed miserably, but you know what? I tried. We had to be so creative, like you said, doing lives from the bathroom and social media, like took a whole new, you know, part of our lives, especially with music, and throwing it back to one of your older songs. I'm sure you've seen it. I think you've done the trend too. Lights is popping off again. How do you feel about a song like that? Like coming back after all that time?
I know. It's so surreal. I did not, you know, that's the last thing I expected with that song. Cause you know, you assume that once a song's been out there that it's done and you know, or like people revisit it if it's a big hit, of course, like it's on like, you know, sort of classic playlists or like people play it at weddings or parties or whatever. But like, yeah, TikTok has just created this whole new way of people discovering music and making their own content with it. And I think it's really great. I think it can only be like a positive thing. I love the fact that this song, you know, was released 10 years ago or something. And now it's like, you know, people are hearing it for the first time. That's wild for me. But I love it. It makes me so happy. It's like so happy making, you know, when I see those videos, just like when I can't sleep or when I'm like, I don't know, I'm anxious. I watch these videos of everyone dancing to lights. It's very sweet.
Yeah, you got a fun trend. You got people going to car washes and like sliding around, having a good old time. It's like what that song's meant for, you know, just having, you know, fun, which is amazing. It makes me think about, you know, TikTok and all these other apps, like bringing back songs that we've never heard for the first time. What's a song that you think deserves to be back? Like one of your favorites that, you know, deserves the love?
Oh my God, that's such a good question. I mean, oh gosh, I don't know. There's like female singers out there that I love. What about maybe Joni Mitchell? I'm waiting for like a Joni Mitchell song or maybe a Bjork song because I still feel like Bjork's like gonna have this like, I mean, she's an icon, but like maybe she'll have like a big moment on there at some point. I just love the exciting, beautiful female vocalist that taught us all how to feel and how to write and how to express our emotions and things like that. And we owe so much to them, you know, which is why I'm so glad Kate Bush had a little comeback on that. I always was a huge fan of Kate Bush. So, yeah.
You're so sweet. It's nice you were. I was asking about like one of your songs. I love that you shouted out other artists too, like that deserve love. But is there any song of yours that you're like, man, I wish that would have done better? And like, if it blew up.
Oh, was that the question?
Yeah, but I love that you shouted out other artists.
Oh, God. Sorry. Any songs of mine? Oh, gosh. Well, Explosions is kind of on there a little bit. Mm-hmm. Still Falling for You. There's a song called My Blood, which someone's mixed into a Lana Del Rey song. I don't know. They've all had moments on there. Maybe Anything Could Happen. I love Anything Could Happen. Mm. Maybe that will like have its moment on there. But I don't know. I've had quite a few that have already. So yeah, lucky like that. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, it's so fun that this song is officially out, and it's just another one to add to the soundtrack of our lives. You know, you have such of those integral parts of our memories, which is so cool. And I love that you again touched on other artists. What's a summer song for you that's like an essential? You listen to it, you're like, that is, when it's summertime, I have to listen to that song. And that could be another artist. It doesn't have to be yours.
You know, I think last summer, all I listened to was, you know, Leon Bridges. Mm-hmm. Most beautiful voice. So probably something by him. Or I was also listening a lot to Michael Kiwanuka, Michael Kiwanuka sang the theme song for Big Little Lies, you know, the series with Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon. And I think they have like most beautiful voices. So it'd probably be something around there. Yeah.
Yeah. This vibey summer playlist. I love it. And speaking of vibes, I mean, Easy Lover, so good. It's already, you know, stuck in our head. I'm sure it's going to be a trend soon, or maybe in 10 years. Who knows?
I hope so. Someone's going to start it at some point.
Yeah. And I'm originally from Detroit, so I love the addition on this song. Why Big Sean?
Just because we've been friends for a while, and we've always been mutual fans and of each other's work. And we were always going to do something, you know, since he sampled me on one of his songs. And so I actually was just like, right, he's going to be perfect for this, because I always wanted it to be a collaboration. I didn't really like the second verse anyway. So I reached out to him, sent him the song. Didn't know if he'd like it. Didn't know if it would be exactly his thing, but it was. So that was it really. It's kind of like an old school, you know, connection, but yeah. But that's how it happened. And then I was with him in the studio a few months ago, and I did some bits for his album. So it's a nice kind of full circle thing.
Amazing. Well, I heard he's such a good dude, and it's so exciting when you have your friends, you know, on a song like this, and he just fits so well. Like it sounds like it's meant to have a guy like Big Sean on it, you know?
Yeah.
Said that, you know, your music blows up later. I think you said, I can't wait for the song to pop off in like 2032 or something like that. Yeah. So if you had to guess the trend for this song, what do you think would be for Easy Lover?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. It's so unpredictable. Like, who knew that lights was going to be a friggin' car wash?
I know, it's so tough. But I think of it as like, yeah, you know, just on the lyrics and everything, maybe it's like that girl that's out of reach that like you have a crush on or something, and everyone does those like clips of pictures of them. I can see that taking over.
Yeah, it could be. I imagine, I don't know why, it's something sillier than that. It's going to be something detailed and silly that someone's just going to do, and then it will take off. But I think now it's got to be, you know, like, I don't know, it's got to the point where like the song doesn't even have to relate to the video, and I don't know.
Yeah, that's so true.
Moment. So yeah,
there's no way to know, but hopefully if it opens up, you know, ears and eyes to a new audience, I mean, it's always good. It's always good to you know, promotion for it. So quick note on another artist, could you tell me about how your assistant made you DM Jack Harlow?
Oh yeah, Emma.
Oh, she's here.
She's here in the background.
Oh, please.
Emma, come and say hi.
I love this. Straight to the source. We get the...
Oh, I look so happy.
You're fine. I just... Well, it's 9 a.m. here too. Hello.
So this is Emma.
Oh, God.
So Emma was the one that... she's a big Jack Harlow fan. And so we'd had a few drinks. We were celebrating the end of the shooting the Easy Lover video. And then... No, did I DM him before that?
We did it in LA with another manager, with Wendy.
Oh, Andy.
The plot thickens.
and I think, I don't know, I just suddenly fell in love with it. Not fell in love, literally, but maybe a bit. You did.
Yeah.
And
I'm guilty.
Yeah. I think it was just one of those, like, had a few drinks, like, sod it moments and just sent him a message. And then he was saying, what it do? And I didn't know what that meant.
What it do?
Yeah.
That's Jack flirting. What it do, baby? You know? That's. You guys, it worked.
No, I didn't know what it meant, so I didn't reply because I was too shy. So that's okay. The end of that.
That's so fun. Well, and you gotta shoot the shot for your assistant or you,
whatever,
you know.
What do I say back? That's cool.
You can unsend messages, by the way, on Instagram, so it's possible.
Thank God for that.
I think it's too late though if you already saw it.
Oh no.
Well, this is so fun. I can't wait to, you know, see you do shows. Are you planning on going out doing some touring again? What's next for Ellie Goulding?
So this year I think it's going to be mostly it's going to go really quick. It's already like midsummer, but obviously like promoting the music. I've got a couple of other songs coming out. I've got the videos for them coming too. And then, you know, by the time it gets to Christmas, literally the whole music industry just shuts down. So I just know that it's going to be quiet. And then the album will be out beginning of next year. I mean, it'll be worth it. It'll be worth the wait. So yeah.
Can't wait. Well, you know, the way the time's going, like, it's so fast. It'll be here before we know. I can't believe it's July already.
Yeah. And everything's so unpredictable, you know, that if, who knows, there might be some random TikTok thing going on. And also, like, something keeps going in my diary every day, something new and, you know, some crazy stuff coming up. I work with the UN as well. So I've got some stuff coming up with them. I work with the environmental program. So I talk a lot about climate change and, you know, the environment.
I mean, you do so many things. You got your hard seltzer popping off. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
So many different little
things. I do have a hard seltzer, but it's really hard to bring it over to the States or Canada because it's seltzer is a big thing in America, whereas it's not really a big thing in the UK. It's very new. So when we talk to, you know, shops and supermarkets, they're like, what's hard seltzer? So we're trying to like, you know, we're definitely, but I'd say we're the most popular. I know White Claw's there a little bit, but like, whatever.
So yeah, whatever. You're a trailblazer. You're going to be the first one to bring like hard seltzer from the UK. That's wild. Yeah. Oh, one last question too. I'm so curious about this. You mentioned the UN. You performed in front of like some of the biggest world leaders, obviously. How is that? Is that like a whole different type of performance or prep?
Yeah, I don't know how that happened, but I mean, no, just nerves, you know, crazy nerves. I performed to, you know, Obama when he was president back in the day, and performed recently at the Joni Mitchell celebration at the Kennedy Center when she got her honors thing. And then and that was to Biden. And then let's just say President Biden. And then some other things. No, it's always scary. But I can't say no. I can't be like, no, I'm not going to do it. Until now. It's, you know, you never know how you're going to feel until you actually do it. And then, you know, you just got to be proud that even if it wasn't perfect, you know, you just did something amazing. So, yeah,
absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Well, we're excited for all the other amazing things to come for you. And so excited to play the song in the radio. Congrats on Easy Lover and your joy to talk to you. So nice to meet you. And hopefully
you too.
Do this in person sometime soon.
Thank you so much. It's really nice to speak to you.
Absolutely. Thanks for the time, guys. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.